चीनीमंडी.com पॉडकास्ट।
अदानी कॉल्स फॉर लेवरेजिंग न्यू टेक्नोलॉजीज टू ट्रांसफॉर्म एग्रीकल्चर। Chairman of Adani Group Gautam Adani on Thursday called for cluster-based policies and adoption of digital technologies to promote agriculture and food processing units across the country. Cluster policies are crucial for small-scale farmers and agribusiness, he said while addressing students at the Institute of Rural Management here. It enables them to achieve higher productivity, higher value-added production and minimize the back-breaking cost of logistic, storage, wastage and interference from the middlemen, he said. Therefore, an agri-based cluster will be set up for local farmers, agribusinesses and institutions that are engaged in the same agriculture or agri-industrial subsector and work together to build value networks. Adani said recent advances in area like digitization, seed quality and weather forecasting, combined with smart policy making and general public awareness, have opened up agricultural sector in several ways. The country must now develop a model of a rural economy wherein local population can be employed locally, he said. This will mean that there is a need to rethink how local economies are structured and clustered. Adani said the total number of migrant workers in India exceed 100 million. One of the four workers in India is migrant. Some migration is beneficial, however, unless we tackle the issue of the continued increase in rural to urban migration, India's growth will be hampered. At the same time, modular and compact food processing units needs to start becoming commonplace. Compact rapid build processing units with proximity to the farms allow for more efficient and shorter supply chains. So modular processing plants can be built, moved and set up quickly. This is a solution that works best for countries like India with logistical challenges, said Adani. He added that the best days of Indian farming are ahead. We will be able to address the urban-rural opportunity divided better in the years to come, and one day we will feed the world.